And if you just tuned in, we're going to be interviewing Greg Knight, the MP for East Yorkshire.
Tonight, who was your role model and why did you want to become an MP?
Role model? It's a very interesting question. I suppose three role models, actually. There was a man in history called Benjamin Disraeli, who was Prime Minister of this country in the 1880s, and I've read about him, and I thought he was a great man, and that it would be interesting to make a contribution to public life in some way following me reading up about him. And the other two people, there was a British politician called Lord Hailsham, who I heard speak when I was at school, and he made a tremendous speech, and I thought, if I can only speak 5% as good as him, I'd love to be able to do it. And the other person I met was President Ronald Reagan from America, who I was very impressed with how he handled an audience. And I guess the mixture of those three. And why did I want to be an MP? I enjoy helping people. I qualified as a lawyer, and it's a great honour to play a part in making the laws of your own country, and that's what I wanted to do, and that's now what I do do.
So, Mr. Knight, if you ever became Prime Minister, what would you change?
Ooh, where'd you start? There are a lot of things. I think the present Prime Minister has got the right idea. We need to reduce the debt, because you know if you are owing money all over the place, you're miserable about it. And what he's doing is paying off Britain's debt. And I think I wouldn't make any change there. We need to pay our own debts and get the debt paid back. But I'd like to see more money come to the East Riding. I think we could have better roads. I mean, Bridlington is a big tourist town. And to make Bridlington more attractive, we can't do anything about the weather. It's really miserable today. But we can make it easier for people to get here. So they come here and they spend the money here and they create jobs here. So I'd like to see a better road network into Bridlington and maybe a better bus service as well.
So, Mr. Knight, do you have a favourite band? And if you do, why?
Well, I do have a favourite band. I don't know whether you've heard of them, but it's an American band called Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. They've sold 100 million records. Frankie Valli sang the lead song to the film Grease, which I'm sure you've heard of. And he is in Britain today. He's flying in from America today, and I'm going to see him tomorrow. And I've known him for a long while. He's a friend of mine, and he's a tremendous singer. And he's my favourite. Some of his other hits, My Eyes Adored You, he had a hit with. And a song called Oh What a Night, which you probably heard on the radio.
What is your best moment in your job?
Best moment? The best moment is when you're worried about a speech and you make your speech and it turns out better than you thought. There's a great satisfaction there. And sometimes you can change people's opinion with a good speech. So I guess being an MP, making a good speech is, you've had a good day then. But making a speech, you never know before you start a speech whether it'll be good or not, no matter how many years you do it. And that's a weird thing. If you're a runner, you know you can achieve the minute mile or whatever your speed is. Making a speech, you don't know till you've done it whether it's going to be good or bad. So if you make a good one, you feel good.
What is your most embarrassing moment?
Now you've got me thinking now. Most embarrassing moment. I think it was probably when I forgot to put a tie on and everyone else had a tie. I felt not properly dressed. The other thing, there used to be a TV program called Dr. Finlay's Casebook. I don't know whether you won't have heard of that. It was an old thing. And once I met a man called Mr. Finlay, and I called him Dr. Finlay, and he wasn't a doctor. And that was a bit embarrassing.
So, How young were you when you first became an MP?
I was in my early 30s when I first became an MP. And I was not the youngest, but one of the youngest in the House of Commons at that time.
And now, here's a question I kind of wanted to ask you. What is your favourite colour?
My favourite colour's blue. Not because of the politics, I just like blue, but I do like turquoise blue, which is like a bluey-green. But red's a nice colour. I've always wanted a red car. I've never had a red car. That's my ambition one day, to buy a red car.
When do you plan to retire?
Ooh. Not yet. I think as long as you enjoy a job. If you're doing a job you enjoy and people want you to still do it, carry on. So I have no plans to retire at the minute. But, you know, in politics, you may have no plans to retire, but the public may have other ideas. So if you upset too many people and you think, I'm not going to retire, I'm going to carry on, the public can say, no, you're not, we're retiring you, we're not voting for you. So politicians sometimes don't know when their retirement day is coming, because it's when people don't vote for them anymore.
Do you enjoy your job and why?
Yes, I do enjoy it. I wouldn't do it if I didn't enjoy it, because it's very long hours. And I enjoy it because you're meeting different people all the time, you're meeting people who want your help, and if sometimes you can give them the help they need, it's very satisfying, very rewarding. I don't mean rewarding in money terms, I mean it's just pleasing that you can help someone who's got a problem. And we had a case the other day of a lady whose pension hadn't come, she got no money, and it was a mistake someone had made. They hadn't realised that she was due the pension, and I was able to sort it out, so I felt pleased about that.
Do you feel that the Prime Minister does a very good job, and what's your favourite Prime Minister that has been?
I think you need to judge each Prime Minister in terms of what the state of the country is at the time they're doing the job. And I think David Cameron, who's a new Prime Minister, he's only been there since 2010, is doing a very good job at a time when Britain owes a lot of money and we've got to repay it. And he's managed to repay a quarter of the money we owe already, and he's only been there 2 years. So I think he's doing a very good job. My favourite Prime Minister... probably she was colourful and controversial, but I think I did like Margaret Thatcher. You knew where you stood with Margaret Thatcher. If you said something she didn't like, you'd get a ticking off. But if you did something good, she would praise you. And she knew what she wanted to achieve. And although some people don't like her, she was Prime Minister of this country for the over 10 years, which is an amazing length of time. So she must have been doing something right.
If you could be anyone, who would you be?
Ooh. Well. I'm happy being me. I think if you wish that you were someone else, what you don't know is what problems they have that they haven't shared with you. So I wouldn't advise anyone to wish they were someone else. Make the best of what you are. Make the best of what you can do. I would love to be able to sing. As I say, Frankie Valli is a friend of mine. He's a very good singer. I wish I could sing. I can do a little bit of harmony, but I can't really sing. And it must be a great gift to be able to get behind a microphone and sing and have people applaud you for doing it. So if I... to answer your question in a slightly different way, if I could have a quality I don't have, I'd love to be a good singer. But I don't think I have any reason to complain. I'm healthy. I'm doing a job I like. And I live in a part of the country that I don't think can be bettered. I think East Yorkshire is fantastic. So I'm a lucky man, and I don't wish to be anybody else.
Do you think when you're an MP, it's better to be strict or to be patient?
You can't be too strict, because the people who you represent don't have to vote for you. So if you're a very strict person and start to tell everyone that your way is right and their way is wrong, they're going to get rid of you. So I think you need to be patient. And I'm quite a patient person. So I think that's the way forward, to be patient. And I think that's a good lesson in whatever you do in life. Be patient. Because sometimes, if you're patient, you do get what you want. And if you're impatient, you upset people and you don't get what you want. So keep calm.
And do you have a secret hobby?
Nothing. If you're an MP, nothing you do is secret. Everyone gets to know about it. So I have a hobby, but it's not secret. I play the drums. And I play the drums with some other MPs. And we're in a band called MP4. And now I see you've got a radio station here. I'll send you our CD so you can listen to it. If you don't like it, you don't have to play it. And we've raised money for charity. We've raised quite a lot of money for good causes. And so in my spare time, although I don't get much spare time, I like to play the drums. But it's not a secret hobby. It's a hobby that people know about.
Do you agree that green and red are the right colours for the House of Parliament?
Well, in this country, you have to have a little bit of respect for tradition. And red has traditionally been a royal colour associated with the House of Lords, and green associated with the House of Commons. So although my favourite colour is blue, I don't want to change all the seats to blue. I'm happy sitting on green.
What's your favourite song, and would you like us to play it for you on the radio station?
Ooh. My favourite song, do you have Oh What a Night by the Four Seasons? No? Well, you tell me some of the songs you've got and I'll pick one. Okay, I'm now looking at a screen and what we're going to have? Something not too heavy. I don't like music that's too heavy and, you know, why don't we have Car Wash? Because in weather like this, one thing everyone has to do when they get home is to wash their car if they've got one. And that's what I'll have to do later. So Car Wash.